My name is Frank J. Hagen. I live in the Cozy Hollow section of Prattsville. It was approximately 3:34 in the morning, and I had two dogs, one of which was loose in the house. He was going crazy, and the other one was up against the back door, and I forgot that he's attached to the deck because he goes in and out. I leave the back door open, but because it was cool at night, I had shut the door, and he was actually being choked by the deck pulling on his collar. Well, I woke up, didn't know what was going on. I was wondering why my dog was so tight to the back door when I realized the deck was being ripped off the house. It was going up and down, up and down. It was about a 30-foot L-shaped deck. And then I realized that I was standing in water, only a couple inches, and the dog was laying in it. And I released him, tied him with a piece of cord. And we went out the front door, and I heard a snap. And right away I said, that's got to be the pole because of the wires going across Batavia Kill. My backyard is Batavia Kill, which was flooding. The pole snapped, and when the pole snapped, the guy wire went very close to my face and scared me quite a bit. And then the transformer hit the water. There was an explosion and a little bit of a fireworks show. Then I realized the extent. In 96, my house was also damaged, but nowhere to this extent. So I started throwing things out the front door because 40 foot of my backyard was ripped away. And I realized that if I don't get this stuff out to 23, which was only about 25 feet from my front door, I just started throwing stuff out, tied the two dogs up outside. And now it was getting light out, and I started realizing the extent.
My name is Ronald Jones. I'm from Prattsville. Okay. I live on Washington Street, just above the post office. And the creek that comes down from the hill that dumps into the Scolari is almost in my backyard. And behind my house is a football field-sized front lawn. And what was happening was the water was coming down the creek so hard that it was rolling boulders the size of bowling balls down the mountainside and filling the lawn of the man's house behind mine. And his lawn has got to be a football field. He's so proud of it. He's out there cutting it every 3 days. But his whole yard was filled with boulders that had been washed away from the shores of the creek as that water came pouring down that creek. And it was coming down so forceful, so much force, that it woke me up. The roar was horrendous. And that's what woke me up at 4:30 in the morning. Of course, I couldn't see anything.
My name is Beth Ballard. I live in Prattsville.
My name is Donald. I live in Prattsville.
My cafe is at 14548 Route 23, Prattsville, right on Main Street. It's Best Cafe. We were in the restaurant. We were open, and the water in Main Street gets high. It happens all the time, but not to the point where it's up to the porch of my restaurant, which is probably about 3.5 to 4 foot off the ground. And it did go up to that point, and I was still out on the porch, so I still wasn't really scared. And then we went in the back of my restaurant, and water was coming through, up through the basement, and a wall in my back kitchen had blown out. So then we knew we were in trouble. We knew it was time to get out. I had seen the sheriff's department go down, the sheriff's building go down. I'd watched Peg and Jim Young's two greenhouses go down, and that's when we started getting scared. And he was in bed, and we went in and we said...
I was upstairs for before the water started coming, or down on the porch. I sat there and watched it come up just a little bit on the... I didn't think nothing about it. I was like, just normal. All at once I looked at it and I thought there was something wrong in my head. I shook my head and like it was coming up just like that. So fast you couldn't believe it.
My name is Caitlin, and I'm from Prattsville. We started off at my house, and then I went up to higher ground, but our house was safe. We went up to my grandfather's. Well, my mom's a volunteer firefighter EMT for Prattsville, so I'm here most of the day, but my mom says it's more safe to go up to my grandfather's than here because this is a big building, and it did get hit, so... Well, she went up with me, but she saved a young lady, got her up to higher ground, and then she went up too.
My name is David Murphy. I lived at 5569 Washington Street, across the street from Red's Auto Supply. And I moved in there in November of 2005. Oh, it was a terribly frightening experience because I could sit right there in my house and I could look out the windows and I could see things sweeping by, garbage cans floating away, and people's stuff. And it was a terrible, terrible, frightening experience because I felt like I was marooned on an island because I was completely surrounded by water and I couldn't get out because if I so much as even tried to step off my front porch or my back porch, it was a raging river and I would have been swept away instantly. And the mobile home that I was in actually made some creaking and groaning noises, but it never moved on its foundation. I was very, very blessed and very fortunate that I didn't lose everything like so many other people did.
My desire really was to get into town because in 96 I realized the town was hit and I was hit slightly, but the damage in town. So I said, oh, I know a good idea. I'll get on my bicycle, and I did. But then when I realized that this mud was more like a grease, I abandoned the bicycle and walked into town to see the extent of the damage. I was a fireman on Long Island for 8 years and thought I might be of some use. But the more I got into town, the more extensive the whole, what we call the junction, the baseball field, the highway was all ripped up. And I'm bipolar. I have bipolar illness, and it was starting to get me very, very depressed. And I was saying, God, please, no loss of life.